各位尔反教会的弟兄姐妹、长子，还有各位学员们，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all Irvine brothers and sisters, and also the students here of NYTS.
感谢主耶稣的带领，让我们在神训班里面有机会跟学员学习约书亚记。
Thanks to the guidance of God, we have this opportunity to study the book of Joshua.
今天晚上我们的题目是耶利哥城倒下来。
Tonight's topic will be the fall of Jericho.
这个故事是在约书亚记里面非常重要的一段神迹。
This is a very important miracle recorded in the book of Joshua.
在约书亚记里面记载有很多次的战争。
In the book of Joshua, it recorded many battles.
为了要得到神的应许，以色列人要征战。
In order to fulfill the promise of God, they had to battle.
不单只是为了要得应许之地。
Not only to gain the promised land.
为了生存，他们也要征战。
But for the sake of survival, they must fight.
因为如果他们没有打赢，就会被消灭。
Because if they do not vanquish their foes, they themselves will be vanquished.
所以在第二代的这个领导人约书亚的带领之下，他们已经过了约旦河。
Under the second generation of leadership, Joshua, they have crossed the Jordan River.
但是真正的考验才开始。
But this is only the beginning of all the trials and temptations.
因为他们要面对一座最坚固的城要攻打下来。
Because the first battle they'll face will be a fortress of a city, a city of Jericho.
所以我们今天晚上的课程要分成三个部分来看。
So tonight's class we shall study in three sections.
第一个部分我们要来探讨到底为什么耶利哥城那么重要，一定要把它打下来。
Our first section will be why it is so important to defeat the city of Jericho.
第二，我们要来看看到底耶利哥城是怎样倒下来。
And secondly, we'd like to study how did exactly the city of Jericho fall.
第三，我们要来看看今天我们每一个人心中的耶利哥城是什么。
And the third part will be where is our spiritual Jericho that is hidden within.
首先，我们来看约书亚记的第六章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 6.
第一节
，Verse 1，
约书亚记六章一节
，Joshua 6:1。
进读。
Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
这里告诉我们耶利哥城这个城市的门关得很紧。
Here states that the gates of Jericho was securely shut up.
那这个地方在哪里呢？
Now, where is this location?
如果我们看这个地图，以色列百姓过了约旦河，在基甲施行了割礼之后，就要准备要攻打耶利哥。
So we see that after they have crossed the Jordan River, the Israelites have performed circumcision in Gilgal. Now they headed over to Jericho.
那这个城市是有非常久的历史。
And this city has a very long history.
一开始只是一个小镇，后来人慢慢多了。
At first, it was only a small town, but then the population increased.
在所谓的 Bronze Age, 就青铜器的时代，公元前1500到2000年，已经有城市的规模，已经有人住在里面。
And it grew during the Bronze Age, and 1500 BC to 2000 BC started to expand.
里面呢是有非常坚固的城墙。
Inside, there is a very strong fortress of wall.
也可以说是在整个迦南地里面最坚固的一座城。
We could say that it's probably the most fortified of all cities in Canaan.
那为什么神要他们首先攻打耶利哥城呢？
Now, why would God want them to attack this first city?
如果以人的立场来说，你打仗应该要先打一些比较小的城市，有一些经验，然后慢慢在越来越累积你的实力。才去攻打最大的城。
From the wisdom of man, we may say they should just practice on the little cities first before they want to attack the strongest cities.
但是事实上，神的想法跟人的想法不一样。
But God's ways are not man's ways.
神要把最难的城，要他们在第一次、第二代的这个新生代的打仗当中就要去面对。
It was God's intention and will that they would face the hardest city.And the second generation of Israelites under second generation of leadership.
从属灵上来说，
From the spiritual perspective,
神要锻炼一个人的信心。
When God wants to train a person's faith,
有时候不一定是从容易的慢慢给你难的。
He may not always begin with the easiest task first.
有时候要让你先遇到最难的。
He wants you to be trained under the hardest trials first.
因为是最难的，所以你不靠神不行。
Because it is so difficult, there's no way but for you to rely on God.
你逼得要靠神。
There's no other way other than to trust and rely on God.
如果比较容易的，有时候可能会靠自己。
Because if it was an easier task, it's very likely that we would just rely on ourselves.
靠我的经验。
Based on my own experience.
靠我的实力。
Rely on my influence and connections.
但是神要我们一开始就要靠他。
But God wants us to trust Him completely and totally from the very beginning.
然后当如果你最难的考验都通过了。
And when you have passed the most difficult of all trials.
其他的你不会怕。
Then you shall not be afraid of any other trials before you.
那如果从地理的位置来说呢，神也有他的考量。
We can also study from a geographical perspective that God also has consideration.
因为在迦南地，在这个地方，在耶利哥所在的地方，是在比较高的位置。
Because in the city of Jericho, it also holds on a higher territory.
它比其他的地方还高。
It is higher than other areas.
这个 3D 图呢，就看得更清楚了。
We can see it on the elevations map.
那他们过了约旦河，那往耶利哥往上看呢，是在山上面的。
After they have passed the Jordan River, they have to climb up to the city where Jericho resides.
如果你拿了这个点，有了制高点之后，
After you have seen the point of attack,
那你之后要攻打其他城市，都在你往下的地方会更容易。
So if you attack the highest point city first, and then attack the lower cities later on, it will be much easier.
无论是要往南。或是往西推进都比较容易。
Whether you want to go south or west, it doesn't matter. It'll be easier.
这里告诉我们什么？
And so what is this telling us?
人的想法跟神的想法往往不一样。
That oftentimes man's ways are not with God's ways.
如果神要你去做这件事情，虽然你看起来好像很不合理。
And so sometimes when God wants us to do something, in the eyes of man, it may not make a lot of sense.
但是我们对神要有信心。
But we must always have faith in God's ways.
我们要相信神的带领绝对不会错。
We must always trust that His guidance and His ways are higher than our ways.
我们看回来这个约书亚记的第六章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 6.
请看第二节。
Verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor.
这里说神告诉约书亚还有以色列百姓。
Here it says that God told Joshua,
说我已经把耶利哥城还有他们的大能的勇士交给你了。
See, I've given Jericho into your hand, its king and mighty man of valor.
这句话非常宝贵。
And this is a very precious statement.
这句话的意思就是说神已经把它交给你了，已经完成了。
And in this statement, we see that the Lord has already handed over, given it over to them.
在希伯来文里面有一个时态，它叫做 prophetic perfect tense， 就是它是预言性的，但是讲起来好像已经做到了。
In Hebrew, there is a tense of a verb that says prophetic perfect tense, which means that it is happening in the future, but it is already perfected or done.
叫个未来完成式。
And this is a future perfect tense.
这个对我们来说，对我们中文、英文都想不通的，因为觉得说，时态，现在完成还可以想得通，未来怎么会完成？
It is hard for humans to comprehend what does it mean to perfect now when it hasn't even happened.
其实时间是神在掌控。
But we understand our master and Lord is the master of all time and space.
人活在时间之下，还没有拿到的东西，好像叫做未来。
For man, we live under constraints of time and space. It seems like the future is unattainable.
未来叫做未知道的将来。
Because the future is not in our hands yet. We do not yet know.
所以你觉得不是很确定，没有很把握。
Therefore, we cannot have conviction, of what will happen.
但是在神看来，没有时间的控制。
But you know, the Lord is not constrained by time and space like us.
神是超越了时间。
He transcends time and space.
所以神告诉约书亚，已经给了你了，你们已经拿到了，已经把它交给你了。
And therefore, when the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I've given it to you. You already have it."
神不是说我将要把他们交给你。
And God is not saying, "You know, I will give it to you."
不是说我正在交给你。
Or that I am giving it to you right now.
是我已经交给你。
But rather, I have already given it to you.
你都还没有开口跟我求，我已经给你了。
Even before you have requested of me, I have already given it to you.
为什么？有那么确定？
Why is he so sure?
因为约书亚跟他的 百姓都走在神的道路上
面。Because Joshua and the Israelites are walking according to the way of God.
所以拿把这个城拿下来只是时间的问题。
And therefore, for them to defeat Jericho, it is only a matter of time.
不是会不会拿下来的问题。
It is not whether the question of they would defeat it or not.
所以在这个征战里面，神要加强约书亚的信心。
And therefore, through this battle, God will reinforce his faith of Joshua.
打胜属灵的战争，关键是要信心。
Because for a victorious battle, the key point is in having strong faith.
但是往往人就是信心不够。
But many times we have very weak faith.
弟兄姐妹，有时候我们跪下来求，求到一半，主啊，你真的会给我吗
？Brothers and sisters, many times when we kneel down to pray to God, we question halfway through, God, would you really give it to me?
好像祷告都没有回应。
It seems that God is not answering my prayer.
好像都没有看到，哇。什么有光啦、啊，或者是什么荣光啊？啊，这个小数我们有时候见证会听到，但是往往我们都没有看到，没有听到什么。
It seems that other people have seen glorious lights. I never seen anything in my prayer before.
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
But Lord Jesus has assured us.、
我们看马可福音十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音的十一章二十四节。
Mark 11:24.
马可十一章二十四节。
Mark 11:24.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
主耶稣告诉我们怎么祷告。
And how did Lord Jesus instruct us to pray?
你无论求什么
，No matter what you pray for,
求圣灵
，Whether you're praying for the Holy Spirit,
求医治
，Praying for healing,
求你的学业，全神的带领。
Praying for guidance in your career and your education.
求你这样的婚姻
Or your marriage.
求教的圣工
Or your holy work.
的复兴
And the revival of your faith.
无论你求什么
No matter what you ask for.
所以说只要信是得着这个中文翻得不好应该说你信已经得到你就会得到
Lord Jesus teaches us, believe that you receive them or that you already have received them and you will receive them.
你拿到了
And now you already receive them.
神已经告诉他会给你
God has already told you He will give it to you.
不能怀疑。
You should not doubt.
有了这个信心。
And with this such faith.
主耶稣说，就按着你的信心给你。
Then, Lord Jesus says it will be given to you according to your faith.
所以，整个在攻打耶利哥里面，这句话是特别重要。
And therefore, this statement is crucial in the battle in Jericho.
我这主耶稣神要把这句话来增加约书亚的信心。
Whether or not you have faith, this statement will test for you to ask.To add to your faith.
因为面对最大的考验，要有最大的信心。
Because when we face the greatest trials, we need to take out the greatest faith.
耶利哥城到底有什么厉害
？And how difficult was Jericho?
因为这座城的城墙非常的高，非常的大，非常的厚。
We can see that Jericho was actually very high, and its walls was very thick and very tall.
今天考古学家已经在一百年前。在现在的以色列里面，巴勒斯坦地里面找到耶利哥城的遗址。
Archaeologists over 100 years ago has already unearthed the remains of the city of Jericho.
后来啊，他们在遗址里面继续的做探查、做考究。
And they continue to study the remains of Jericho.
他们发觉耶利哥城的城墙不单只有一层，还有两层。
They found that the city of Jericho had not only one set of walls, they had two sets of walls.
还有在不同的时段、不同的时代，他们都在增建、加强他们的城墙。
And all various ages throughout history, they continued to add to the layers of walls.
在约书亚那个时代是公元前1450年左右。
And during the time of Joshua, it was about 1400 BC.
所谓的铜器的时代。
It was during the age of bronze.
那个时候他们已经有两层的城墙。
At that time, they already had two sets of walls.
是。考古学家已经找到了。
This already has been verified and confirmed by the archaeologists.
这个图啊，就大概形容出来，当时如果把它重建的话，在这个山坡上面的城墙大概是怎么样的。
And this graphical depiction is what the two sets of walls might look like.
你就知道怎么要攻打这个城墙，为什么是真正的叫做 Mission Impossible。
And that's why you would say this is a mission impossible task.
不是电影里面看那个，那个是小 case， 那个在空中飞来飞去那个，这是小 case.
And that is this is nothing compared to what in the movies is nothing compared to what they're facing here in Jericho.
刚刚我们讲过了，耶利哥城是在 高点是在山上。
We mentioned before the city of Jericho is actually at a very high point.
所以当时的人很聪明。
On a mountain, so the people at that time was very smart.
他知道敌人会攻打他们。
They knew that enemies was going to attack sooner or later.
所以他们要做又高又大的城墙。
So they have to build very strong fortified walls.
啊，他们这个城市的大小呢，大概有六个 acre 啊，或者2.5 hectare 那么大。
And their city was the size of about 6 acres.
啊，那个城墙呢，最高的地方呢，可以到28尺。
In some places, the wall it reached as high as 28 feet.
啊，它在高点的时候有内部的城墙，这是 upper city wall.
And in the upper city wall.
啊，就是在这个地方。
Which is the highest second set of walls.
然后在比较下面呢，他们有 lower city wall, 这是下边的城墙。
Then on the lower side where the retaining wall is, there's a lower city wall.
然后因为是斜坡，他们还有多一道叫做 retaining wall, 就好像今天你在斜坡里面，你不要让那个土流失，你要盖一个 retaining wall, 那上面那一层，那个才不会塌下来。
So because it is a slope, they require a retaining wall on the bottom, so the slope would not crumble.
所以加起来那个高度、那个厚度，啊，这个厚度也是好几米的。
And so when you add the retaining wall to the lower wall, you can see how high the walls really are.
那以色列百姓呢，在下面这样攻打上来了，首先有这个 retaining wall 坚固墙。
So when you look at the Israelites, they have to be able to cross these barriers.
就算你打得上去了，你这里没地方站，你再怎么爬这个呢？
So even if they were to successfully fight, how can they climb?
然后你再要经过中间这个地方。
Then they have to go through the middle section between the two walls.
啊，以前我就不知道，我就看那个圣经啊，说这个妓女拉合，她不是住在城墙吗？
And when I was thinking, I read the Bible that Rahab was living on the wall.
啊，她的房子很靠近城墙的边缘。我想说，怎么会房子要在那么靠近那个，或者是在这个城墙上面呢？
I was wondering to myself, how can she have her abode be in the city wall?
哦，原来这个图啊，就告诉我们了，在上墙跟下墙中间呢，真的是有人盖房子，有一些房子真的很靠近边边。
From this picture, you can actually see people reside in a section between the two walls.
哇，所以啊，这个圣经记载的跟考古学家找到的是一致的。
And so what the archaeologists find actually matches what is recorded in the Bible.
在公元2000年，这位叫做 Doctor 考古学家 Doctor Wood 啊，他找到他这个在青铜器时间的那个耶利哥城的遗址再挖下去。
And Doctor Wood, the archaeologist. Found remains of Jericho about 2000 BC.
然后呢，真的找到了，他那个城墙那个部分真的是有倒塌的痕迹。
They found, what he found was really astounding because he saw the collapse, the remains of the collapse of the wall.
当然，我们信圣经，就算没有这些东西，我们也相信耶利哥的故事是绝对是真实的。
Now we believe in the Bible, what the Bible records, without even any verification from archaeology.
但是现代的考古学越挖下去，越发现圣经真的是千真万确的发生过的神的作为。
The findings of archaeologists really verify what we believe and have seen recorded in the Bible.
好了，那这个城那么重要。
And we see such an important city of Jericho.
这个城那么难拿下来。
And the city is so hard to defeat.
但是神要他们拿下来。
But God, instruction was that they must defeat it first.
现在神要给他们一个方法。
Now God will give them a way.
这个方法我们从小时候听圣经故事都听过了。
And this way is so unique that we have heard it since our childhood Bible stories being told to us.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. Verse 4, and 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and a priest shall blow the trumpets. Verse 5, and it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him.
今天我们读这个故事的时候已经听过很多遍了，100多遍了，对不对？
We have heard many times the story of Jericho being told to us.
啊，我们听没问题，觉得说早就知道这个城墙会倒，所以听起来一点都不刺激。
And to us, it didn't seem sound so exciting because we knew that at the very end, the story that the walls will indeed collapse.
但是不要忘记， 当约书亚听见神将跟他讲话的时候
But let's imagine what Joshua felt when he first heard these instructions from the Lord.
他还不知道怎么样会发生。
He has not yet seen the outcome yet.
他可能期待神跟他讲一些征战的方法，怎么样分开军队，怎么来攻这个城墙。
Maybe he was expecting that the Lord would instruct him on military strategies, how to break up his military soldiers into different sections and groups.
但是他听到的是一个完全跟正常打仗没有任何关联的战术。
But he actually received instructions that are completely different from what a normal person would expect.
甚至这个根本不是战术。
And this is not even a strategy that's ever been heard of before.
这个听起来比较像一个宗教的仪式。
This sounds almost like a religious ceremony.
因为有祭司带着约柜在前头，前面还有一些士兵。
Or a ritual, because the priests would actually carry the ark and walk around the city while the soldiers follow behind.
然后百姓就在后面跟着。
And then the people will follow the soldiers.
跟的时候又不能讲话。
And when they're following, they cannot speak at all.
像不像在献祭啊，在聚会啊时候好像很严肃的样子了。
It seems like it was very solemn and somber, as if they were having a service.
然后一天绕一次。
And they were to circle the city one time each day.
第七天绕七次。
For 6 days, and then the seventh day, they would circle seven times.
忍了很久不能讲话之后，在最高潮的时候，大家要大声喊。
And then they are to keep silent all the way until the very end. At the climax, everyone needs to shout as loud as they can.
但你不能随便喊，要听到吹角的时候才可以喊。
And you cannot just shout whenever you feel like it. You have to shout when the ram's horns are blown.
你听到，如果你是约书亚，如果你是约书亚的话，你听到这些指令啊，你有什么的感觉？
Now, if you were the commander, Joshua.And you heard these instructions from our Lord. What would you say? What would you think?
我有没有听错呢？
Did I hear the wrong instructions?
打仗不是应该有一些方法吗？像这种吗？对不对？
Isn't there any tactics whatsoever to fighting?
以前的人攻打城墙要做一个 ram 啊，用那个大铁锤、大尖的这个撞那个城墙。
Shouldn't they even have a ram to ram down the city gates or something?
或者是神啊，至少告诉我们怎么做几个这种。高的楼梯吧。
Or maybe the Lord would tell us to build some of these wall scaling things.
啊，这样大家爬上去，再冲过去跟他们对打，还有点机会嘛。
Maybe then all of them would run across using these machinery.
但是很奇怪。
But very strangely.
神的计划永远跟我们的计划有时候是完全没有关联。
God's plans are completely disconnected from what we would think is logical.
当然不是每一次打仗都这样子，他只是这一次用这个方法。你不要说哇 ，copy and paste 啊，哦，每一次都是这样，我都不用做。
But every battle is actually different. We cannot copy and paste this experience and apply to others.
但是在第一次打仗，神就要告诉他们一件很重要的信息。
But in this very first battle, God wanted to send a very clear message to them.
打这个仗不是靠你自己。
When you fight this battle, it is not reliance on your own power.
不是靠你的力量。
It is not reliance on human power.
不是靠你的知识。
It is not reliance on your human wisdom.
甚至完全不用你的方法。
In fact, it doesn't rely on any part of human effort.
是用我的方法。
It is only through God's own way.
只有用神的方法。
Only through God's way can this work.
才会得胜。
And this will be victory.
这个就是第一次的这个耶利哥城，神告诉他们的一个最重要的目标。
This is a primary lesson that God wanted to send to the Israelites.
就是完全不靠自己，只靠我。
That not to rely on yourself whatsoever, but to rely completely on the Lord.
那圣经怎么形容他们怎么样得胜的呢？
And how does the Bible describe how they were victorious?
我们来看这个希伯来书的第十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews 11
第三十节
Verse 30
希伯来书十一章的第三十节
Hebrews 11 verse 30 By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days
这里圣经总结他们得胜的最厉害的武器是什么
The conclusion of the Bible as to why they were victorious
最大的考验是要最大的信心
The biggest challenge requires the greatest faith.
他们因着信围绕耶利哥七日。
By faith, they circled the walls of Jericho 7 times.
城墙就倒塌了。
And that's how the walls of Jericho fell down.
所以让我们可以得胜仇敌，得胜障碍，得到神应许的，就是信心。
And so for us to be able to overcome our enemies, To overcome all our obstacles is by faith alone.
不是楼梯，不是那个工程墙的那个锤。
It is not by ramming. It is not by stair climbing.
其他都是次要的。
Everything else is secondary.
最重要的是你想有没有信心。
Most importantly is whether or not you have faith in God.
好，那我们就看看什么叫做信心。
And let's ask the question, what is faith?
这一个故事里面就告诉我们什么叫做信心。
In this story, we find what is faith.
你想想看，当以色列百姓围绕了这个城走的时候，
when we see that the Israelites were encircling the city,
啊，敌人会怎么样看他们？
What do you think the enemies were thinking about them?
我们再看回来，约书亚记第六章。
Turn back to Joshua chapter 6.
约书亚记第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
啊，第六节。
Verse 6. Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, Take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord.
第七节
Verse 7, and he said to the people, Proceed and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord.
你看约书亚就照着神跟他的吩咐的，一字不改，完完全全的去遵行。
You see, Joshua did everything completely and according to the detailed instructions of the Lord. He did not veer from it in any way.
神要告诉他们。
And then God told them,
现在开始要用我的方法。
From this moment forward, you only use my way.
但是我的方法要得到功效，需要你拿出信心来。
But in order for my way to work, you must bring out your faith.
啊，你再想象啊，如果你是耶利哥人，本来很害怕以色列百姓的，很怕他们来，结果看到他们在这边游行啊，哦，这样子一天有一句话也不讲，然后就回家了。
Now, if you were the people living in Jericho and looking at these Israelites, at first you're very afraid, but then you notice that all they were doing every day was parading around the city. What would you think?
一开始可能有点害怕。
At first, you might be a little afraid.
到底搞什么啊?
What are they doing?
有什么秘密武器还没拿出来?
Have they a secret weapon they have yet to reveal?
结果一次没有，第二天也没有，第三天没有，我看第四天就开始笑了。哎呀，原来他们来游一游，看一看而已。
Maybe first day they didn't see any weapons. Second day, third day, fourth day, then they probably start to jeer at them.
因为从来没有人这样打仗呢。
Because no one has ever attacked the city in such a way.
他们一定松了一口气，甚至可能会笑他们。
Maybe they start to have a sigh of relief and start to jeer at them.
但是神往往常常用人看为很好笑的方法来做最伟大的事情。
But God oftentimes will use things that man considers to be foolish to accomplish his greatest will.
我们看神救赎的计划是用什么方法呢?
For example, when God fulfilled his salvation plan, what kind of way did he employ?
不是要用一样东西叫做十字架吗?
Did he not use the crucifix?
十字架就是一种最好笑的、最羞耻的一个杀死刑犯的工具。
It was the most shameful, degrading,A torturous instrument to people.
在被钉在十字架上的时候，下面的人就会耻笑这个人，或者是摇头。
When people are nailed to the cross, people below would jeer at them, shout at them, despise them, laugh at them.
连撒旦都没有想到，主耶稣来，他的救恩是要成全在十字架上。
Even Satan could not fathom that God's salvation plan shall be fulfilled on a cross.
如果他知道，他就一定千方百计要阻止主耶稣钉十字架。
If he had known, he would have done everything he could to prevent Lord Jesus from being crucified on the cross.
但是神用的方法，这是人想不到的。
But God would use something that no man can imagine.
人会笑的。
That's something that man would laugh at.
看不起的。
Would despise.
所以什么叫做信心？
And so what is faith?
信心就是当神的话语出来了。
When the word of God comes forth,
如果你要去遵行他的时候，
when you're ready to obey him,
你会被人家笑。
You will be laughed at.
你愿不愿意去做?
Would you be willing to do it?
就好像真教会。
Just like the True Jesus Church.
从1917年出现到现在。
It has been established in 1917 until now.
圣灵亲自的建立。
It was personally established by the Holy Spirit of the Lord.
对我们来说是神的大能。
To us, it is a great power of God.
但是对其他基督教界的朋友来说。
But to the other people in other Christian denominations.
是一个笑话。
It is a joke.
这种教会怎么会生存?
How can this church survive?
可能不用十年，全部就自己消失了。
Maybe they will topple and collapse only after 10 years.
里面的人那么穷。
They're so poor, these people at TJC.
没有什么神学家。
They don't have any theologians.
没有海外的、国外的那些宣教会的支持。
They don't have any financial support from foreign lands.
还有祷告又是这个样子。
And look at the way they pray.
哦，又摇又摆又哭又说灵言，又听不懂他们讲什么。
They sway. They don't know what they're doing.
哦，他们觉得很好笑。
They think it's so laughable.
洗礼又要去河边，又要去活水。
And then when they're baptizing, they have to go to the river or the ocean.
这些基本教义啊，在一般的基督教界里面，到今天可能还有人在笑我们。
And these basic beliefs are still a laughing stock of the mainstream Christian churches today.
但是我们注意哦。
But remember.
很奇妙，如果你有留意，再读一次第四节的话。
But if you turn back and look at verse 4.
从第四节有几个七啊。
We see how many times the word seven appears.
如果你读这一段，整段读下去，记载了七这个字有十一次。
We can see that the word seven appears actually 11 times.
啊，当然要讲七个祭司。
So there are seven priests.
再来七个号角，羊角。
Seven trumpets.
再来又绕七天。
They will circle 7 days.
然后到七天要绕七次。
And on the seventh day, they are to circle 7 times.
第八节又重复了这段话。
And verse 8, it repeats the same instructions.
然后第十五节又讲七。
And verse 15 again says 7.
这个不是偶然啊。
This is not by coincidence.
认为在圣经里面，七是一个完全的数字。
Because in the Bible, 7 represents a perfect figure.
一个礼拜有七天。
One week has 7 days.
第七天是神所祝福的安息生日。
The seventh day is a blessed day of the Lord.
所以七就是完全。
And therefore 7 represents perfection.
七就是神要带来完全的安息。
And 7 means the perfect, blessed rest that the Lord will give us.
你守到七，你就要得到神的祝福。
If you keep the 7, you shall receive the full grace of God.
还有七，这个号码属于神的。
And the 7 means that you belong to God.
因为第七天是属于神的。
Because the 7th day belongs to God.
所以你把它分别出来属于神的，你就得到神的祝福。
And so if you are to treat the 7th day as a sanctified holy day separate from apart other days, you shall be blessed.
所以简单来说，神告诉约书亚这个方法，这是叫做七的方法。
And so, this methodology that Lord instructed Joshua is called the method of sevens.
但是人的方法呢，就是六。圣经所讲，启示录有讲，人的那个属于人的那个号码就是六，属于世界的这个六，六六六。
But the Bible says that the way of man or the way of this world is a six, a number of 666 in Revelations.
缺一个就不完全。
It's so close, but it is one short.
但是神的道，神的方法是完全的。
But the word of God, the doctrine of God is perfection.
虽然看起来很好笑。
And though it may be laughable.
弟兄姐妹，你们是真教会的下一代。
Now, brothers and sisters, you are the next generation of True Jesus Church.
我们在座的有全美国，从加拿大的教会的下一代。
We have the best of the best in from all the churches in all different countries.
你受的教育。
You have received the best education.
良好的家庭出来。
You have come from very good families.
父母从小把你在教会里面培养。
And parents have reared you from the time you're young in the church.
但是你要问自己一个问题。
But you need to ask yourself one question.
你对神的完美的真教会、完美的真理有没有信心？
Do you have conviction in the perfect doctrine of the True Jesus Church? Do you have confidence in the True Church of God?
你来这边学那么道理。
And when you come here to learn the word of God,
你知不知道真教会跟别的教会有什么不一样？
Do you know the difference?
不要羡慕人家比较大。
Between the only true church and other churches.
不要羡慕人家的教堂更漂亮。
Don't admire the greater, more sumptuous churches of other denominations.
不要羡慕人家的活动那么多。
Don't admire the activities that they have so much in the other churches.
可能在你本地的教会，小庙两三次，只有几个人，甚至没有教会。
Maybe in your local church, you may not even have a church or chapel, or maybe you only have 10-some people worshiping together.
但是如果你要过得胜的生活,
But today, if you want to live a victorious life,
你要保守你的信仰,
you need to keep your faith.
你要建立在神的真道上面,
you need to build it on the true way of God.
神的方法都是完美的。
The true doctrine of God, which is always perfect.
真教会的道理, 这圣灵是完全的。
The doctrine of the true church is perfect. Beautiful and perfected by the Holy Spirit of God.
甚至被人家笑，没关系。
And even though it is despised and laughed at by other churches, it doesn't matter.
最终要得到属灵的胜利的。
Because most importantly, it will give you spiritual victory.
让你得到真正的安息的。
So that you can truly receive eternal rest.
这是神的七的方法。
And this is the seven method of God.
但是问题是，你有没有这个信心去跟随？
So do you have this faith to follow the method of seven?
那再看回来啊。
Let's turn back.
这个第六章的第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
特别强调他们在绕这个城的时候。
Especially when they're encircling the city.
那第七天。
On the very seventh day.
祭司呢？ 我们看那个 第四节再读一次哈。
Let's read verse 4 again.
七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到第七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。
So seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark, but the seventh day shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets.
啊，那要等到第七天呢，祭司才会吹角。
So it is not until the seventh day that the priests will blow the trumpets.
那这个对信徒，对当时的百姓来说，对约书亚来说，也是一个很大的考验。
Now, this is a great challenge and trial to the people that time as well as Joshua.
因为他们要学习一个功课。
Because they had to learn a lesson.
不单只要相信约书亚，还有神给他的话。
Not only do they have to trust in the word of Joshua and the word that was given by the Lord to Joshua.
不单只要不可以有别的想法。
Not only they cannot have any other thoughts.
在要成的过程当中，他们要学习都不可以讲话。
They had to learn to be silent.
哦，我们看
第 during the whole process.
第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
约书亚吩咐百姓说：“你们不可呼喊，不可出声，连一句话也不可出你们的口，等到我吩咐你们呼喊的日子，那时才可以呼喊。”
Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, 'Shout!' Then you shall shout."
这个就给我们带来信心的第二点宝贵的教训。
So this is teaching us a second point of faith.
什么叫做信心？
What does it mean to have faith?
信心就是在神里面，神的大能里面可以完全的安静。
It is to be completely silent. And trust and confidence in the Lord.
因为你相信神的大能。
Because you trust in the great power of God.
你不需要讲话。
You don't need to speak.
你想讲话的时候，你也忍住不讲话。
When you want to speak, you still keep quiet.
我在想啊，一个人一天里面呢，需要讲几句的话。
And I thought to myself, how many words a person needs to speak in a day?
你有没有试过有一整天没讲话？有没有试过
？Have you ever tried not to speak even one word in a whole 24-hour period?
我看很难哦。
I would think it's very difficult.
对爱讲话的人来说，你不给他讲话，就等于好像塞一个棉花毛巾在他嘴巴里面，那么痛苦。
For someone who loves to talk and gab, it's like being stuffed with something in your mouth.
啊，因为人很喜欢表达自己。
Because people like to express themselves.
啊，无论讲什么话，总是要讲讲话才会舒服。
No matter how what they say, they like to be able to speak to feel better.
尤其是你心里面有疑问的时候。
Especially when you have doubts and questions.
或者是无聊的时候。
Or when you're bored.
我想想看，他们在这样绕城啊，每天这样绕一绕，我看至少来回从出门到回家，可以换衣服，大概可能也要几个钟头吧，可能要半天。
Them to get out of their home to go circle the city and come back to their homes, maybe it will take half a day.
哇，太阳那么大。
And the sun is so big.
哇，如果是你是士兵，你会想什么？
If you were the soldier, what would you think?
哎呀，今天又不晓得怎么样了。
What would happen today?
你要注意看哦，约书亚没有把神的那些全部的指令告诉他。
Do you notice that Joshua did not tell the people the complete instructions of the Lord?
神告诉约书亚是第七天，但是约书亚没有告诉百姓是第七天，你们就可以喊了。
So actually, Joshua did not tell them that you can shout in the seventh day.
约书亚只是告诉他们说，你们就等着，等着我发号施令的时候啊，听到角声的时候，你们就可以喊。
Joshua actually just told them, only when I blow the horn, then you can shout.
所以你是士兵，你要等多久？
And so if you're a soldier, how long would you wait?
如果你在那边走路的时候一定说，哎，今天又不晓得怎么样，等一下有没有得喊呢？
And so they maybe were encircling the city and they didn't know which day that they will actually be shouting.
会不会想想，哎，好无聊哦，也
没有无聊。They might feel kind of bored.
啊，我在过海关啊，坐飞机的时候啊，有一些人像我来的时候，前面在过海关，在美国海关的时候啊，前面那个人就跟我说了。
When I was in line to go through the customs at the airport, a person before me said to me,
我也不认识他，他就转过头来就跟我说。
I did not know him, but he just turned around and said to me,
哎呀，这个每次我都排这条队哦，都是最慢的。
Every time we in this line is the longest line.
我拿这个什么 trusted traveler 哦，应该是最快的，但是每条都是最慢的。
I have this special pass, but every time I come here, it's like it's always the slowest.
我就说，哦，对呀，对呀，好慢哦，哎呀，那你总要这样讲，你不能说你为什么这样子。
And then I just said to him, oh yeah, you're right, and I agree with him, but what else could I say?
你不可以说你要安静，要等待神。
I couldn't say to him, just be silent and wait for the Lord.
我只能够认同他说，对了对了，很慢了，真的是太慢了，太慢。
So I just agreed with him and said, you're right.
讲了出来，他就舒服一点了嘛，我就会让人家舒服一点。
He was able to release some of his frustration by talking.
人呢，就是很希望把自己的不满啦、无聊啦、生气啦，或者是开心啦，都希望把它吐出来。
Now, as people, we like to release our stress, our frustrations, our doubts, our happiness, and express it into words.
但是神要训练他们。
But God wants to train them.
在面对最困难的考验的时候。
Now, when you're facing the greatest challenges in your life,
你要学习一样事情。
You need to learn one thing.
不要讲话。
It's not to speak.
我们看诗篇四十六篇。
Let's look at Psalms 46.
诗篇四十六篇。
Psalms 46.
第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节。
Psalms 46, verse 10.
这里说你们要休息，休息应该翻成安静，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that I am God.
我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也要被尊崇。
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
神说你们不可以讲话。
God says.Be still.
为什么要安静呢?
Why do you need to be quiet?
第一，你在安静的时候。
Because firstly, if you are quiet,
你才可以思想。
Then you can consider and think.
第二，你在安静的时候。
Secondly, when you're quiet,
你才可以听听别的声音。
Then you can hear the quiet sounds.
你在安静的时候，你可以思想到神的话，神给你的感动。
Then you can meditate and hear the words of God.
你会有更多的这种力量。
Then you will gain strength.
还有在你安静的时候呢？
It is when you're still.
你会减低讲错话的机会。
You'll reduce the wrong words you say.
因为有一句话叫人言可畏。
And there's a word that says.
就是人的话语好可怕。
That the words of humans are very dangerous.
如果当时他们可以讲话。
If they can speak.
只要有一个人开始讲说好无聊哦，你有没有无聊？他说对啊，走了五六天了，不晓得再还要弄多久哎。
And one person speaks is set off the spark for everyone to speak complaints.
然后第二个说，对呀，我看了，好像从来没有人这样打过仗的。
Maybe the first one says this seems so boring. Second one says, yeah, I never seen anyone fight like this.
约书亚也没有听错啊，也没有听错啊，他没有收错讯号啊。
Maybe Joshua heard wrong from the Lord.
哎，但是大家开始这样子讲话呢。
Now if everyone started to mutter and murmur,
内部问题就出来了。
Then there would have been conflict within.
他们也不集中了。
Then they would have been losing their focus.
精神不集中。
And when they're not focused mentally,
为什么约书亚没有告诉他们是第七天？
Why did Joshua not tell them on the seventh day?
他保留了一点。
Because he wanted to reserve this part.
他要这些士兵每时每刻都要集中精神。
Because he wanted them to be alert every moment, every watch of the day.
随时都有可能你听到号角声。
Because any moment they could hear the blowing of the ram's horn.
如果早就告诉他们第七天了，我们人都是这样嘛。哎呀，第七天还久了，我们慢慢来哦。今天。
If he had told them, it would not.Be blown until the seventh day. Maybe they thought, well, let's take it easy. It's not going to happen until the seventh day anyway.
放松，放松。
And let's relax.
约书亚说，随时你听到这个。
So Joshua warned them, when you hear it, be ready.
但是在这个过程当中，要学习安静。
And during this whole time, you need to learn to be still.
有时候我们人就是这样子。
And so this is what we need to learn as people.
我们自己遇到自己的问题。
When we encounter problems in our life,
很想找方法。
We want to find a solution.
很想找专家。
We want to find an expert.
很想跟人家吐苦。
We want to share our sorrows with someone.
讲讲讲讲讲。
And so we want to speak forth everything that is in our heart.
结果你讲出去了。
And when we pour it out,
你自己的心其实更乱。
Then your heart actually becomes even more agitated.
你讲出去了。
And when you speak out,
这些故事一个传一个，传错了。
And then the words start to be spread among the people.
在一个团体里面，在教会里面，在家庭里面也是一样。
And it starts to affect the family, the church, within your own family as well.
你看到一些问题，你想自己去解决。
And you see all these problems, you want to fix these problems yourself.
用你的方法去讲、去调、去处理。
You want to use your own ways to try to solve these problems.
结果错了。
To mitigate the problems, but you find you're at fault.
问题更大。
It made the problems even worse.
你自己没有办法安静下来。
You cannot calm yourself down.
神的力量就不会彰显。
And then the strength of God will not be shown.
神的力量是要在人完全安静下来的时候才会彰显。
For the strength of God will not be revealed until we are completely silent.
尤其是在你这准备属灵征战的时候。
Especially when we are preparing for a coming spiritual battle.
不是彼此之间的对话。
It is not important what we say to one another.
你要把所有的力量集中起来。 对付那个问题。
We need to focus our energies toward this problem.
对付真正的敌人。
And to focus on the real enemy.
所以我越来越发觉，安静是一件很好的灵修。
And so I find more and more to be able to be quiet is a very important spiritual discipline.
喜欢聊天是不错。
Those people who like to chat is not bad.
如果你看到一个人喜欢安静，他的属灵程度往往是更高。
But if you see a person that likes to be quiet, oftentimes their spirituality is even higher.
不喜欢讨论别人的是非。
Those people who do not want to hear about the gossip of others.
不喜欢到处抱怨。
Those people who do not like to spread complaints everywhere.
他安静地等候神。
They quietly await God.
神不会让他白白的安静。
And God will not allow them to go unanswered.
时候到了，号角吹响了。
When a time comes and a trumpet is blown,
他们大声的呼喊。
They shall surely shout in victory.
这个城就倒塌了。
And then the city will fall.
所以从这一点，我们可以真的是看到神的力量的慈爱。
And so truly see that God's power.Mighty power and also his love.
我们来看回来这个约书亚记的第六章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 6.
约书亚记的第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
我们来看第七节。
Verse 7.
又对百姓说，你们前去要城，带兵器的要走在耶和华的约柜前。
And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord.
我们再看第十三节。
And look at verse 13.
七个祭司拿着七个羊角在耶和华的约柜前，时常行走吹角，带兵器的在他们前面走，后队随着耶和华的约柜行。祭司一边走一边吹。
Then the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord while the priests continued blowing the trumpets.
所以一天绕了之后，那也要吹一次。
So after they encircle the city once, in each of the days, the ram's horns will be blown.
第七天要绕七次。
And on the seventh day, they will encircle seven times.
第七次祭司吹那个角呢，应该是比较长的。那约书亚就吩咐，那个时候才可以呼喊。
So then on the seventh day, the priests will continue blowing the trumpets for a longer time. That's when they are to shout.
好，那我们来看什么叫信心呢？这里有点亮光在我们里面。
So let's consider what is faith and how is it manifested here.
虽然是要靠神。
Though they had to trust in God.
虽然是要用神的方法。
Though they had to use the way of God.
但是呢，这里说，我刚才我们读过的第七节也好，第八节也好，带兵器的人要走在耶和华的约柜，就主的约柜的前面。
You notice in verse 7 that those who are armed had to advance before the ark of the Lord.
前后基本上都有带兵器的人。
So the ark was guarded by armed men before and after.
什么叫做信心？
What is faith?
信心就是在你交托了、安静了、顺服了之后，你还是要做你自己的本分。
So faith is when after you have obeyed the instructions, you have calmed down your heart and be still, that afterwards you also have to do your part.
他们还是在去打仗，不是去游行啊。
They have gone there to fight a battle. It is not to parade.
所以要带兵器。
So they had to carry their weapons with them.
要越过前。后面都有带兵器的人。
They had to have armed guards in front of the ark and behind the ark.
今天有时候我们人就是说，嘴巴说有信心了，凭信心呢。
So many times people just say the word, "Oh, just have faith."
什么都不做。
But they do nothing.
我去到一些地方。
When I went to a place.
以前去到一个地方在非洲某一个地方。
A place in Africa.
有一次有一个地方，他们煮了一盘东西。
In one place, they cooked a plate of food.
那这盘东西呢，好像是已经不新鲜了。
And then I felt like this plate was not fresh anymore.
从里面可以找到苍蝇。
And when you look at it, there was a dead flies within.
苍蝇可以看到好几只在里面。
And there's so many dead flies within.
同工之间开玩笑，要不要凭信心把它吃掉
？And then the workers joked with one another and said, "Should we eat it by faith?"
凭信心这句话。我们要想一想，什么叫凭信心
？So when we think the word, do it by faith.
你不知道里面都坏了，你不知道有好几只苍蝇了，你都吃进去，那没有拉肚子，感谢主。
If you just do it when you already know that it may not be very fresh or healthy, then you're actually putting yourself at risk.
你都知道这些盘东西都坏了，又说啊，平心心吃了，没关系。
You can tell already that it's probably polluted and contaminated, yet you say, I'm going to do it by faith.
或者每次看到黄灯变红灯了，说平心心冲过去没关系，主保护。今天我去再传道去访问的，说没关系，平心心。
Or maybe you saw that the lights are ready to turn from yellow to red, and you said, oh, by faith, let me see if I can rush through light, because I'm going to take the preacher to a visitation anyway.
访问赶时间呢。
Because we're trying to do our best to make the schedule.
以色列百姓虽然知道神保护一定会赢，但是也要找一些人带兵器走前走，还有顾后啊。
So the Israelites knew that God was with them, but they also had armed guards before and after.
这告诉我们什么？
And what is this teaching us?
我们看雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书。
James.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
雅各书二章的十七节
James 2:17
这样信心若没有行为就是死的
That's also faith by itself if it does not have works is dead
信心是要把我们的心交给神
When we have faith it means to entrust our heart into God's
hand 把我们的问题交托给神
It is to put our problems into his hands
把我们不能控制不能知道的部分交给神
To put those things that are unknown and things that are notwithin our control to God.
但是你能够做到的部分你要去做啊。
But those things that are within our own control we need to do.
你要有行为啊。
You need to have your works.
神要叫你去怎么绕你就怎么绕。
So when God tells you to go in circle the city, you have to go in circle the city.
该带兵器的是要带。
When you are supposed to bring your weapons, you need to bring it.
所以我们在座很多年轻人都为自己的将来有一些彷徨有一些梦想也有一些担心。
A lot of our young people here have many dreams for the future and also many worries for the future.
其实人生在这个年纪哦，十八、二十二这个年纪，其实蛮彷徨的。
It's actually a very bright time during between the ages of 18 and 22.
彷徨是就是很 confused.
Very confused. Sorry.
不知道以后要怎么样。
Because we do not know what our future will bring.
没关系，你该带的兵器你带着。
Doesn't matter. Just bring the weapons you're supposed to bring.
你该读的书，好好去读。
Do whatever you're supposed to do to study.
该进修自己的，好好去进修。
And whatever you need to study diligently, do it.
不读书，要学一技之长，也要好好去学。
And so, if you don't know what to do, you still have to try your best.
这样你把自己的本分做好了。
Then you have done your best.That you can.
你就看到神的带领。
Then you leave the rest up to God.
再看回来，这个约书亚就第六章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 6.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
约书亚记六章的第十六节。
Joshua 6 verse 16.
到了第七次祭司吹角的时候，约书亚吩咐百姓说：呼喊吧，因为主已经把城交给你们了。
And the seventh time it happened when the priest blew the trumpets that Joshua said to the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city.
这里告诉我们，关键听起来好像是呼喊。
Here we see that at a crucial moment it seems like a shout.
其实呼喊之前，关键是祭司的吹角。
But before this crucial moment when Joshua said this to the people, it was the priest who blew the trumpets.
这一天绕了七次，最后也在吹角。
After the seven times of encircling in the last day, then the priest blew the trumpet.
在最完美的第七天的第七次有最后的角声。
On the seventh day, in the final seventh round, there was the seven trumpets.
因为这个角声呼喊，城就倒了。
Because of this loud shout, then the city collapsed.
这里告诉我们什么？
And what does this mean?
关键是这个角声。
The key is this trumpet blown.
因为这是神的角。
Because this is the God's trumpet.
神的祭司所吹出来的号角声。
It is a trumpet blown by the priests of God.
有一些科学家，有一些神学家说，哎呀，那个城怎么倒塌的？可能刚好那天有个大地震，把那个城震倒了。
Some people surmise that maybe the walls collapsed because there was a great earthquake that day.
圣经没有说大地震。
But the Bible did not record a big earthquake.
圣经说城墙倒下来而已。
It says that only the walls were collapsed.
如果真的有地震，应该拉合那个房子也会倒啊，那个部分也会全倒。
If there was an earthquake, then Rahab's home should have collapsed too.
反正无论如何，就是神的能力。
No matter what, we know this is the mighty power of God.
神的能力从什么方向展现出来的
？And where is the mighty God, power of God manifested?
他的号角。
It is through his trumpets.
我们看民数记的第十章。
Let's look in Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
民数记十章的第九节。
Numbers 10 verse 9.
你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声，便在主你的神面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救，脱离仇敌。
When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you'll be remembered before the Lord your God, and you'll be saved from your enemies.
神早就跟他们讲了。
God has already told them.
你们进去会打仗。
When you go in, you're going to battle.
没关系，我与你
同在。Doesn't matter. I will be with you.
一定要吹角。
But you must blow the trumpets.
用这个大力的吹，吹大的声音。
Blow it with all your might.
在神面前，你会蒙拯救，蒙纪念。
Then you'll be remembered before the Lord.
脱离仇敌。
And you'll be saved from your enemies.
这个号角声预表什么？
So what does this trumpet sound represent?
主耶稣基督的救恩。
It is the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的真理的福音。
It is the gospel of salvation, His truth.
什么东西可以攻破那么厚的城墙啊？
And what can really pierce through these walls.
这个城墙就代表人的心了，好像有一个堡垒，有一个很坚固的营垒。
These walls are like snares that's encircling the hearts of the people we preach to today.
你不靠神的力量是不可能打破的。
If you do not rely on the mighty power of God, you cannot crumble these walls.
比如说一个人不信主，他的心很刚硬。
For example, a person who is a non-believer and his heart is like stone.
他有他的想法，他有他的观念。
He has his thoughts and his ways and opinions.
你怎么来改变他？
How can you change a person's thoughts?
你靠自己怎么劝没有办法。
How can you rely on your own strength to persuade this person?
但是如果神的能力来了，
But when the power of God comes,
透过圣灵，他听了神的话语，他被感动。
Through the Holy Spirit, they hear the gospel of God, they will be inspired.
打破一切拦阻人认识神的事情。
They'll be touched and that will break through all the barriers.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians
第十章
Chapter 10
哥林多后书第十章
2 Corinthians chapter 10
第三节
Verse 3
十章第三节因为我们虽然在血气中行事却不凭血气征战
For though we walk in the flesh we do not war according to the flesh
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
第五节，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，要将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
这就是我们今天的第三点。
This is our third point today.
什么是你心中的耶利哥？
What is the Jericho in your hearts?
如果一个人没有信神，不认识主，他心中就有耶利哥城包住。
If a person does not believe in God, believe in the truth in his heart, there is a Jericho he must battle.
如果一个人信了主，但是心还是很硬，没有顺服神，他心中也有耶利哥。
If a person has already believed in God, but they do not want to obey God, then in his heart he also has a Jericho.
如果你家里有一个这样的人，你家里没有平安，你家里就好像有耶利哥。
If you have such a person in your family, even one person, then you will have to face a battle of Jericho in your family.
可能是你太太，可能是你先生。
Maybe your wife, maybe your husband.
可能你儿子现在对你很反叛，不想来教会。
Maybe your very rebellious son who doesn't want to come to church.
他就被耶利哥包围住了。
He has been snared by the Jericho.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
你在闹，你在吵，没有办法。
No matter how you yell and you try to tell them, they will not listen.
有一些教会里面有问题。
And there are problems in the church.
也是等于有耶利哥。
It's just like a stronghold of Jericho.
怎么办呢？
What do you do?
今天我们晚上学到的道理。
What we have learned today in this truth.
你对神要有绝对的信心。
You must have absolute faith in God.
顺服神。
To submit to God.
安静等候神。
To quietly.
顺服神，忍耐。
Patiently endure and wait for God.
仰望神的救恩。
And look forward and hope in the Lord.
这里说神的大能啊，然后保罗在别的地方说，福音就是神的大能。
Hope in the salvation Lord. For in other places it says the power of the gospel is the hope of the Lord.
圣灵就是神的大能。
For the power of God is salvation and the Holy Spirit.
你自己好好祷告。
So if you pray hard.
家里一起好好祷告。
And the whole family pray together.
教会一起好好祷告。
And the whole church pray together.
没有攻破不了的耶利哥。
There is no stronghold like Jericho that cannot be defeated.
只有不愿意安静，不愿意靠神的人。
Only those who are willing to be silent and those who are unwilling to rely on God.
所以 耶利哥这一次非常的重要。
So Jericho battle was a very important battle.
这一次跟40年前不一样了。
And this battle is different from 40 years ago.
40年前吵吵闹闹。
40 years ago, they were a mess and chaos.
进不了迦南。
They were unable to enter into the land of Canaan.
这一次一个礼拜之内，大家要城的时候一句话都不讲。
And this time, for a whole week, no one spoke anything.
完全仰赖神。
They were completely reliant on the Lord.
神就给他们开路。
Then God opened a way for them.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你心中的耶利哥是什么？
What is the Jericho in your heart today?
我们今天的学员们，
and brothers and students,
你心中的耶利哥是什么？
What is your Jericho in your heart today?
这是你们今天晚上要写的功课。
This is your homework for tonight.
唱诗。
Please sing hymn.
不用唱诗，我们直接祷告。
We will pray.
好。